Esto es algo tan de boche, porque estoy diciendo en fin. Members of media, staff of the KBC, acting DG of communication. And I really think that because it's our last Tuesday next week, that when we come back in August, we must all the time in the meeting of the portfolio committee have the minister or the deputy minister of this country. We don't want any meeting without one of them. Otherwise, if that happens, then we will run this game. Walk on. Well, the president here, what points people? If those people don't attend portfolio committees, we'll go to the president and what? But they are here, I mean, the deputy minister is here. We know the minister is traveling. She wants to be part of this meeting. We also know that Honorable Van Damme is on sick leave. And we know that Honorable Bongo is traveling as well. So, what I'm trying to say is that Tuesdays must be put aside for our meetings from both members and then so that we don't have absent members here. Today, members, surely the chair of the board of SABC will introduce the new member of SABC, the human resource then. Do you call yourselves human resource manager? Or general, what is it?
Group executive, human resource.
Group, not general, group executive, human resource. The board chair will do that when he introduces him. Try to check where he comes from. I know people from Tanzania, they always come from Bombo, Northwest, all of that. So it becomes a province of people from other provinces. Members, you recall that we met unions operating in SABC forum in May, April, May, on the 4th of May in Johannesburg, following the a lot of communication between them and the office of the chair and then the committee in the main on two issues. Two issues at that time it was the issue of dismissal of plus minus 200 people at least who were involved or alleged to be involved in medical aid for us. Two at that time, dismissal of 26, that one was a refresh of 26 employees of the city. That's what they said. And we said to members of these four units, namely communication workers, Primao, ICTU, and UMA. In that meeting, we agreed that the presentation that they made to us, because there was no time, they were lengthy submission, and we said they must document that and send all that to the committee secretary for all of us, which was done I think by three units. And we agreed that the secretary and the team, the support staff, make a summary of that presentation and send it to the chairperson of the ABC board in preparation for this meeting, so that as we meet here today, at least all of us have gone through such submission. But he, for the submission relating to the to those who were dismissed as a result of alleged fraud case against the medical scheme. Key to that was, as they said, was that procedures were not followed properly. Some of them were never even taken through a disciplinary process. And obviously they say in their submission it was an unfair dismissal. Because they were never given a chance and they were not able to represent themselves to tell the story as people who are accused of defrauding medically. That relates to the last one. Nobody's sure about how many were there. But I think SABC will know. So that's the first thing that we those are the things that we think are key in that submission. Two is 26 employees in their submissions for the fourth, they were saying they work for in the section of the civilizers. Those who are selling us, those who are not paying licenses. Specifically, they say they want, and they are organized and what. They say They embark on a coastal, and therefore a protected track. But because of all of that, the tourist is missed by SAPC. And we thought it would be necessary for the portfolio committee on communication, because we never sat as we do now with the board, as we did with units, sat like this to discuss the matter with the board. We felt it would be necessary that we do it today, so that we can then, after getting information from the board, as members we discussed on the way forward, as we agreed with them that we'll do that before Parliament writes. So surely a follow-up meeting will be with them to give or discuss with them as to what the board reported to us today. Welcome, Honorable Mbamba. So the meeting of today, or the purpose of the meeting of today, is to deal with that. Yes, it's going to be a briefing on these two issues, as well as engagement, because we'll have to engage the board on what you are going to give us, as we did with units on the 4th of May. I thought it would be necessary to give that background so that as we start discussing, we know exactly all of us, even those who are not here. We know exactly what we are here about as this portfolio. Among issues that the union reported to the portfolio committee are issues of the recognition agreement, because there are four unions operating in that space, recognized and those who are not recognized. There are issues of recognition agreement, and there are issues of the threshold in an organization that can lead to a recognition of a unit. There are issues of the thresholds. There are issues of the minority units, those who are not meeting the requirements of the threshold, how to deal with those units. It's some arrangement that is agreed upon, because they are limited rights in relation to those who are not meeting the threshold. But all workers in a particular workplace must have a voice directly. That's what it is. There are those things. There are issues of the code of conduct in a particular organization, and those are the documents that we try to sort, so that as we meet here, at least we're a bit clearer in terms of all those things. So that when you brief us, we understand clearly as to how you operate with those units. So I emphasize that we are a portfolio committee on communication. We play an oversight role to yourselves, chair of the board, and the department. We are nothing more than that. We are nothing else. But when citizens of this country communicate with us as a portfolio committee, which they must do when they have problems, we must respond to that, because we are here on their behalf. We are public representatives. So this is the role that we must play, so that we deal with such issues, much as we are a portfolio. So that's the background, Honourable Members. Can you create space for Honourable Linda? So this is what we are supposed to do as this public representative. Those people cannot be here, but we are here on their behalf. It's a very long explanation of the purpose of this meeting, but I think it's necessary to do that so that everybody is aware where we are coming from. I will because this has been discussed by all of us members. Without getting into discussion on it, but I think you have a right to elaborate where they didn't come. You know, there is a saying that when people are not talking about Islam, about Islam are Islam. If there is something, members, that a gap that you want to fill on the purpose of the discussion, I think it will trouble. Because after this, I'll hand over to the chair of the board. Okay, Honourable Kalako.
Now, Chair, I was going to propose that we do proceed. I'm sure other issues and clarity will be better than this information.
Okay, I hope
you
will even those who are not regular in this committee. I hope I did cover by way of giving the background. Board Chair, the board is now in your court. I start by introducing your team. Deputy Minister of Communications, when the time comes for you to say anything, we'll hand over to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Greetings to the Deputy Minister, the Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee members, DG of, Acting DG of Communication, Portfolio members, SABC board members, media, and everybody that's here, greetings. Let me start by introducing my board colleagues and the Group Executive HR. Next to me is Mr. Matata Sedu, who is part of the board and the chairperson of the news and editorial committee of the board. Next to him is Michael Markovic, who is the chairperson of the technology digital committee of the board, is also a member of the board. And then Mr. Jonathan Fekiso, who is group executive HR from SABC. That's the delegation that we came with today to attend to this meeting. Maybe thank you, Chairperson, for the context and the background that you provided.
Can I also welcome you? Switch off your mic. Because for this committee, it's one of the critical people in the source. It is fascinating. And he comes in, meaning to SABC, at a time when this portfolio committee and parliament is trying to mend the broken parts of the SABC. And that department is quite critical because it has something to do with the employees of the city. So I want to welcome you and say that you have a very big task, but I'm sure you are able to. You know, these members sitting here, all of them, without exception, as I was saying, they are the voices of those voices. And in the main, SABC, for the past year, has been in trouble. And all these members, all of them, when it comes to unemployment, they fight it to the neck. So that we are a government that is trying by all means to reduce unemployment as much as we can. Because the president said so in the State of the Nation. Fighting unemployment, creating jobs, all of that. And we can't deviate from what the president said. So your department becomes very critical because it talks about relations between the employer and the employee. And that leads definitely to stability in any transition. If you miss it there, then there will be no stability in the organization, as it was the case in the past, before the intervention of this parliament, through the interim board and now the board. So you are coming in to the SABC in that particular phase that needs all your efforts to change the situation, together with your colleagues. But that was just welcoming you and feel at home. At times, we were very gentle, at times we were very loud. Just prepare yourself for that. The time may be short for us together before we go to election, but even those who are coming after 2019, you won't get anything different. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We've prepared a feedback that we want to take you through, and we'll prefer that we take you through that feedback first, and then we can then engage further after that. So the slides, basically, I'm going to take you through the slides, and I'm assuming that we've all read. Start with the overview of the SABC, really, that we are about providing entertainment, news, education, to audiences across 9 provinces. Sometimes people tend to limit SABC work only to the news, but it is important for members to remember that we are responsible for more than just news. News is one of the important components of what we have to do, but we are responsible for more other things beyond news. In terms of the staff complement at the SABC, we're currently sitting at about a headcount of about 3,423. So an organization of our size, that's the staff members that we have. And these staff members fall into different categories. Some are permanent, some are on fixed-term contract, and some are non-permanent employees. And it is important when you run an organization of our size to have a staff mix that allows you to drive efficiencies and to bring the necessary skills and expertise where required. It's not necessary to have everybody permanent because some of the roles are seasonal, some are project, of a project nature. We do make use of independent contractors depending on the needs that we have as the SAPC. So it's important for us also to just define what an employee is, and the definition is really based on the Labour Relations Act, that an employee is somebody who is employed by the SAPC. It includes top management, senior management, middle and junior levels of management. And those people are employed, they may be either be employed permanently or on a temporary basis. Now, when you talk about independent contractors, on the other side, these are people who are brought in for a specific project. So that means that their engagement with the SAPC will have time frames. Okay? Thank you. I was still trying to draw a distinction between independent contractors and employees, that when you are brought in as a contractor on a temporary basis, you have a contract, and the contract will dictate what's your scope of work. It will have a start and an end. And that differentiation is very important because now and again, we find people confusing permanent employees with contract employees. And we've got to understand that so that the manner in which we deal with these employees is based on the nature of the contract that they have with the SAPC. Now, I just want to move on now and talk to you about the unions that we have. Currently, we have two recognized unions at the SAPC, and that's Communication Workers Union, CW, and BEMAU. And on limited rights, we've got a union called MWASA. Those are the three unions that are currently operational. But the two recognized unions are CW and BEMAU. So MWASA is currently not meeting the threshold of 500. So let me take you through the recognition agreements with CW. It was signed in 2011 in April, and they have got members sitting at about 861, which means they do meet the required threshold. BEMAU is sitting at about 1,122 members. And currently, the limited rights with MWASA was signed in December 2017, and they've got 386 employees. So they are below a threshold of 500. Now, let's get to the union matters as presented by the PCC. As the board, we basically had a meeting with the three unions on the 28th of May. And the main reason for us to meet with the union was to basically attend to the issues that were raised with the portfolio committee. And in that meeting, we reached a number of agreements with the unions. The first one was that the relationship between the board, management, and the unions may have not been at the optimal levels at some point at the SAPC. So there is context and history. And it is important to understand that where we are as the SAPC, we are in a process of redressing and re-establishing those relations. So things may have not gone well, and we admit that. But going forward, we are now embarking on a renewal process where we want to re-establish and reset the relationship with the unions. And that's the message that was shared when we meet with them. The other important point that we agreed on was that unions are very important to the SAPC. As we have a number of stakeholders that we engage with, we regard unions as also that stakeholder that is strategic, that is important for the SAPC. If we have hopes of any turnaround at the SAPC, that turnaround does involve union does involve our employees. But the other critical point is the sustainability of the public broadcaster. It is the responsibility of everybody and all the parties. So in as much as the board management is trusted with the responsibility to ensure sustainability, unions also are part or they have a role to play in ensuring that sustainability. But at the core of it all is trust. We have to have a relationship of trust between the board, the unions and management. And re-establishing and rebuilding relationship is really based on us having a relationship where we can trust each other. We also undertook in that meeting and agreed with unions that we will all comply with policies. And that means following correct processes and correct procedures in everything that we do. Even when we have challenges, when we have disputes, we must follow process. Because an organization that doesn't follow process becomes very hard to manage. It gets very chaotic. Organized labor will be part of the strategic input via various forums that we have. So one of the things that we agreed on is that whenever we have challenges that we want to sort of like address, we will engage with union at a strategic level. And it is very important to underline this point, that as the board, we are of a firm view that we'll engage with unions at a strategic level as the board. But when it comes to operational issues may be cases that relate to employees, issues, and so forth, those will be dealt with at the right level. And right level means at HR level. When it's not resolved there, it can be escalated to executive level, and from there it can end up at CCMA and end up at the labor court. As a board, we don't think it is right for us to interfere with operational matters. One, we're not running the organization on a day-to-day basis. Two, we have to allow enough space to the executive team to run and manage the organization. Because if we interfere every day, it's going to become unmanageable. So it goes back to the point that I mentioned, that we are from a very abnormal situation, and we acknowledge that, but we've got to get back to normality. There is also another important point around escalation. You've got to engage at the right level so that when you don't get joy from that level, then you can escalate. But getting the issues being escalated without giving the internal processes a fair opportunity to deal with them becomes problematic and unmanageable for us as a board. And the other critical issue is around the point that SAPC is a national key point. So the information that relates to SAPC, some of it is very confidential. And it is not acceptable for us to have sensitive SAPC information being leaked to the media. And we, as the board, in our meeting with the unions, we agreed that we'll treat information that requires confidentiality and sensitivity in the right way, so that we can help restore the credibility and the reputation of the SAPC. Because if we don't handle that information in the right way, it does affect the reputation. It creates an impression that SAPC is not stable, when actually there's a lot that has been done to restore stability and to ensure that the organization is properly run. Now, to talk to the issues, how then are we going to address the issues? The group executive, Mr. Tekiso, who is here today, has instituted monthly workshop with organized labor in order to create a platform for discussion pertaining to union issues. So when you talk about operational issues, having been supposed to be dealt with at the right level, we have forums that already are in place to deal with that. To ensure that unions are also part of the strategic discussions, the standard agenda in that meeting is basically going to be handled by the group executive officer, basically where they will be sharing with unions our regulatory challenges, strategic direction, the risk that we're facing as the organization. That will happen, and we've agreed with the unions to do that. And in terms of making sure that there is transparency and continuous engagement between management and organized labor, that already is in motion. In fact, at the time when the unions escalated the issues to the PCC, a lot of those issues were already being addressed, and unions did attest to that. So unions are very happy with this system. They are very receptive of the direction that the SAPC is following, and the truth of the matter is the tide is changing at the SAPC, it's turning. So we are very confident that with what we've done and the engagement and the agreement that we reached with the unions in our engagement, we are on the right path, on the right track. So in a nutshell, that's basically the feedback that we had prepared for the portfolio committee in terms of what has happened subsequent to our meeting with the unions. There may be specific issues that we felt that some of the issues that they raised with the PCC are very operational in nature, and we agreed with them that we will not engage on operational issues because those issues are being dealt with at different levels. Some are being dealt with internally through disciplinary processes, some are being dealt with at CCMA, some are dealt with at different levels. So the truth of the matter is we are uncomfortable as a board to have parallel processes. While the issue is being dealt with through a DC, we don't feel it is right for the board to interfere, because part of the reason why SABC got to the challenge, to the situation where they're in, there was basically no respect of the mandate, there was basically no respect of processes and procedure. And we really want to plead with the PCC to help us restore order. And restoring order means there will be consequences management. So when people have done things that are against their contract of employment, against the procedures and processes, we've got to be seen to be dealing with that. And it's part of the findings that came out as part of the ad hoc committee work that was done. So really, at the end of the day, we as a board, we are of the view that there are no holy cows. We have to look at everything to ensure that there is stability and there is a serious and a realistic turnaround of the organization. So at the moment, I would want to leave it there and maybe ask for my board colleagues to also add where I may have missed some of the things that we had discussed. Thank you.
Thank you, Board Chair. Can you lower this mic?
We're fine.
Can you lower this mic so that we can be able to I'm not sure if there is an addition. There is no addition.
No.
Members, that's the briefing from the board. Chair on behalf of the board. But what the board doesn't tell us, which is not an operational matter. Because we just need to understand the organization as you do. If you can tell us there is a threshold of 500, and surely there is a percentage. It's based on a percentage workforce, if I can put it that way. Maybe what is the percentage and what is the workforce that gives you the 500 threshold. So it will be important because on behalf of the community I did raise the two issues. Whether management of SABC is still handling it or not. We don't want it to change. Just to brief us as to where you are, we raised the issue of the medical aid court of 2011-12. And these are the issues that we raise to you as the board. Because for us the board includes management, the executive, which is the group CEO, the group CFO, and the group COO. And those are the people who are dealing with day-to-day issues of SABC. And unfortunately, they are not here. The human resources is here. Those are the people who are handling the matters of the organization every day. Because when we want the board, we want the board including them, because they deal with operational matters. The issue of the 200 or medical aid fraud, just give us, we don't want the details. where you live and all of that, because members were briefed on that one. But also the independent contractor. Those were SABC, medical aid people were SABC, the 26. Are they independent or are they SABC employees? This is the information that we don't have, you do have, and were briefed by the union. Lastly, I said we met four unions. ICTU, we don't even know how it operates there and all of that. They made submissions and such. Because all what we are raising is based on their submissions. Because it will be important that we reinforce your presentation in that particular manner, because of the submissions that we received. Those are the things, members, that I thought are gaps from the board in terms of presentation. Honourable and Honourable, if you can note, Chair and the team, then I'll now hand over to members just to check the issues. Because we are very skeptical in getting into operational issues. That's not our faith, but some of the issues must not be clear. So the Kaba Sunday, for now.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Let me welcome the presentation by the board in terms of the feedback that they are bringing from the meeting they had with the unions. The first one is obviously a concern in terms of the approach that the chairperson presented. Because from the presentation, I understand the board to be saying you allowed yourself to entertain issues which are not strategic in nature, but operational. So from where I'm sitting, I have a bit of a challenge with that approach. And I'm comfortable. So all I'm saying is that the board is saying to the portfolio committee on communication, representing parliament, you met with the union and allowed yourself to interchange issues that you're not supposed to interchange. I have a problem with that approach. Because we are a body of parliament that is conducting oversight about the affairs of the board, the SABC, and the department. And if people are not happy with whatever is happening, be it in the department, in any of our issues, the Maturani Parliament, and the situation as it is now, I don't see anything wrong with the union that ran to Parliament to say where the problem. So all I'm saying is, before I raise three issues, I have a problem with that. The second one, Chair, is if issues are operational in nature, as presented to the board, my take is that those operational issues must then be taken to the management and get whatever clarity, and then come back at the board and say, we'll present your issues. We found some of the issues to be operational. We've checked with relevant people, the management, and whoever, and these are the you are putting Parliament in a very difficult position. There is a commitment that has been made by Parliament that will come back to the Union with feedback of the issues that are raised before Parliament, right? And now, I don't know what the feedback will say when we go back to the Union with this approach. Because when we meet the Union before Parliament rises, as committed in that meeting, they expect feedback of all those issues that will come. So that's the first point. The second one relates to you raised the issue of the medical aid from the kids. I thought they would as well give us feedback. I won't go into that one because in your opening remarks you tried to request feedback in regard to where we are. Regarding that particular issue. The issue of the freelancers as well. When you look at the collective agreement between the board, electronic media and allied workers union, this collective agreement that we have copied, it becomes difficult to understand the position of the freelancers with regard to the collective agreement as of with the copy that we have now checked that has been presented to us before we start with this meeting. So I need to clarify, Chair, as to how then we go forward, given the approach that has been presented now. Because even the document as it is now does not do justice to the issues that are here. It will make it very difficult for us to go back to the Union and present the feedback. So I will need clarity and try and request that the board assist this portfolio committee in preparation for the next session of our meeting with the Union as committed that we will meet them before the Parliament.
I will now go to another cover and the product to another cover and another and then another submit. But, here we expect responses. We can't compile a document that is a submission of organized labor and SAGC, send it to SAGC for responses, and we don't get those responses today. We are going to get those responses. We must get them. Because the board can come here having received the submissions from unions and other states, and they come here and don't give those responses. If they're not here, because they are not in this two-page document, surely they do have them, and they must provide those responses. Not another day, but today. Because surely after receiving those documents, they should have gone to the people who are dealing with operational matters and get clarity from. So, yes, the presentation is too scanty in terms of what we want. In fact, it's not what we want. But the board and the team must give us a response. Because one of the things is a huge document that is sent to them. So they will have to give us the response. Honorable Clark.
Thanks, Chair. Morning to everybody, Deputy Minister and members. Yeah, Chair, I thought perhaps the presentation will be in a manner wherein all the supporting documents are being referred to as substantive and informing the responses of area on sense document wherein you were inquiring of what is happening. But like Chair has been said that it's only one or two page response. And I also noticed that the document is not given numbers. But then maybe Chair on the presentation itself, on the overview of the SABC, I think the SABC currently has a headcount of 3,423 employees. I think our discussion today, even wherein we seek clarity, we still make mention of 26 employees. Perhaps on your decision, it could be they are no longer employees, they are individuals, or maybe not with you. But it would have been accepted of you to say maybe 3, 4, 2, 3, excluding or except the 26, perhaps you must give them a definition. Because for us, we still say 26 employees, but maybe they don't exist to you, but of which we really need to have clarity on them. Two, Chair, on the next slide, is still the overview. Having said that, it could have been easier if it was numbered. The next one of the overview, 20 April 2011, the union's component 861-1122, I think I would have been ready if you could just give us to say currently that as of today, the union members, maybe how many are they, or perhaps they exist from that time. The last slide, the last sentence, concluded a limited organizational rights agreement. Could this be another term to say MOU? A limited organizational rights agreement. Maybe it applied to MOASA. The chair was referring to four unions. Perhaps the other one is not existing as a result of lesser number. So I just see a term limited organizational rights agreement. It is the same as MOU. And it exists maybe to the other union that is lesser in number. The last matter, Chair, last two. I think the board would want to say it was, it attends to strategic issues, not operational level. I think we may want to be hiding behind terms here, because in getting responses, we must not seek to be academic, because when you deal with bread and butter issues of unemployment and problems, you see, when you want to hide behind terminology, it makes the portfolio committee as if it doesn't understand those roles, whether operational or strategic. So we must get to the matter and not seek to be academic. I think the approach really won't be assisting if the board would want to come with that. The last page on the presentation, it says the HR, and the head of the HR is here, they will run monthly workshops. But then the bullet three, it says two workshops, and one special has been conducted to date. You see, the monthly workshop are not even listed as to maybe when they happen. And now you come to perhaps somewhere omitted for what reason. And this could not therefore suffice to be satisfactory to say the progress agreement that which you are saying now you are building a harmonious relationship with the workers is evidently shown here. There is no doubt of evidence which seeks to convince us. And that being here, really do have enriched the document. So I think those are concerns which are under
Okay.
The chairperson of the board speaks of trust, but I'm not convinced. Procedures were definitely not followed with both of these dismissals. And you're saying you're not investigating. So what is the function of the Human Resources Governance and Nomination Subcommittee of the board then? How are you dealing with past imbalances if you're not dealing with findings of this entire process of the dismissal? How's the new board dealing with the impact of flouted policies in expulsion of employees? I want to know, at the moment you are doing an inquiry on sexual harassment and editorial, why not also on the HR issues? This is a huge thing, as my colleague mentioned, bread and butter case. We as a committee also want the minutes of the board meetings with the unions. And then I further want to extend my concern about, if it's possible, we want those minutes, because if you're not inquiring, you'd like to see what were the meetings about. Then I also want to ask, if it's possible, and I want an answer on that, what was the outcome of the law firm Maxima? What was the outcome of the that the board appointed them? Before they wanted to make conclusions on the dismissal. What is the outcome of that procedure, and can we also have that report, please? Then I also want to ask, how is it possible that Mr. Materumala represented at the SABC, and he was also sitting on the CCMA, so he doubled it, and how is it possible that that's free practice? No employees were called to the disciplinary. How can this create trust if you don't give workers a fair opportunity to present themselves? Because there's 13 people that were vindicated but also not reinstated. They had private lawyers. Some of those people that were cases were made against them maybe could not afford private lawyers. So I want to know what opportunity were they afforded. And I want to emphasize that the HR must be investigated, because the HR also has access to medical team information. How certain are we that those confidential information was not leaked? And I want to know, with this whole process, what were the actions taken against the doctors and the pharmacists? What did you lay complaints against them, or in what way were they approached? It's not, we never saw anything that with regards to that. And I've got information from employees that actually presented proof that they were found guilty, but when they found that they deductions were made, they contacted the medical scheme and said, what's happening on my account, and it was reversed. Even those members were laid off. So we need to know specifically. And then my request will really be, Minister, if the board is not able or will not be doing this investigation, that the Minister make sure that the processes of this dismissal are investigated. I think we owe it to the workers, and without that there will be no trust.
Thank you.
Honourable
Minister.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson, and everybody here present. To quote you, Chairperson, let me start there. You said exactly that we are from a very abnormal situation, but we must get normal. And you, of course, are correct. And I would say that we need to begin there. And again, to quote the Chairperson of the SABC Board, well, you spoke about operational and the strategic areas that they differ. You are correct, we understand. But the new feather went on to say, in quote again, there are no holy cows. You are correct. Which then brings us to the first conclusion I want to say, that there are problems, very many problems that we have had, as a sequel to what happened during the Kaudi training and all those people, etc. And very many of those particular problems still permeate the SADC, and we therefore, as you put it, need some time to deal with those. Yes, operational and strategic. You will sit down, look at the strategic realm and say, this is the route that we are following. But then the operational area, there's a great deal of problems that still, of course, permeate the SABC. I must say, fortunately, there are men and women here that I see have a lot of experience. I mean, Ndatema Thata Zedu, I know he has very many decades who were chair in the media. He will understand, just like yourselves, of course, that if you got to talk about strategic years, you don't end up there. Insofar as the SADC is concerned, the operational problems are there. And this has come as a result of these things of you know, the past, Mutsweni, and so on and so forth. And as a result of that, through your chair, the poor man that has just taken over as the head of the operational division, I don't think that we can rise and say that he has done everything, or he has, you know, all the power chairperson without having looked into each and every section of the niche. Is there all those challenges which are there? There are very many things. I will not hide through your chair to the members here that, of course, members of staff have spoken to us at the SABC. They have been calling us. Yes, we have met with the union. Yes, there are problems. And I would therefore say that we need to start by sitting down with them and saying, let's go into discussion so that at the end we may find a resolution. I know that, or we know, that resolutions were taken via the CCMA and people were punished and so on. But then that was not supposed to be implemented in the way that it was. I mean, some of us who come from the trade union movement really understand that things were not supposed to be followed in the way that they have been followed. And one will therefore plead through you, a chair, that we reverse some of these things, and we say that they must go sit and ensure that proper ways and processes are followed to deal with those problems which are there. I mean, people who, for example, have been dismissed, people that have been suspended, people that are not getting their salaries, you know, the extra, you know, that thing. I mean, I was, for example, quite perturbed to realize that some of the workers are getting extremely minimal salaries. You see them there presenting the news or whatever, but then they are getting nothing. Okay? Now that we shall deal with. It's not a time for negotiations yet. Negotiations will take place between you as the employer and the union. But then all that we must say is that let's go back. And the points that you have put here, the points, all those points that you have put here, If I were to say, for example, point number two, SABC is going through the renewal process and the corporation and so on and so on and so on. Yes, let's do that. And we can do that, Chair, yes. Please let's go back and sit down with the workers and talk to them. Now, you say, number one, that the relationship between management and the union might not have been optimal. So you agree that the which we have been able to realize ourselves when we spoke to them is a truth. Therefore, can we agree? Let's agree, Chair, that they go back, they talk, they make sure that everything is fine, and we are able to move forward. But then, for people simply to be kicked out like that, it becomes truly a problem.
Okay,
Chairperson, thank you very much. Many of you would understand, or maybe know, that I do not particularly serve in this portfolio committee, but I was part of the ad hoc committee on SABC inquiry. So I have a little bit of background on what is happening here. One of the recommendations of that committee, Chairperson, and the issues that we are dealing with was the labor relations aspect or issues that are dealing with. But Chairperson, I don't know, Deputy Minister, I think we're playing marbles here in a serious way. Forgive me, I have no intention of blowing kisses that they report. Because look, there were six submissions and documents that were made that they were supposed to respond to. It would take me 3 minutes to develop a document such as this one. It's a complete insult to the committee. You're wasting our time, with due respect. With due respect, you're wasting our time. In fact, from where I'm sitting, we should not have even entertained this case. We should have said they must go back and draft the proper report and then come report. I mean, on a daily basis, we receive a flurry of messages from workers at SABC complaining about this or other issue. Flurry of WhatsApp messages. Messages, SMSs, emails, people complaining about this specific issue. And because we don't want to meddle in their operational affairs, so what do? We keep quiet. And we wait for the board to come and explain these issues to us. What do they do? A three-page document, which is bullet-pointed, right? It's not even written in sentences. It doesn't even give you proper context. It doesn't deal with any of the specific issues, Chairperson, with due respect. It doesn't deal with anything. I mean, we're not... You see, I'm very annoyed. I think to some extent, the demeanor of the Chairperson is almost like saying that we are guava juices, we don't know operational issues that we will handle. It can't be. It cannot be. You see, if you don't deal, gentlemen, with these operational issues, then you make them our problem. Those are state-owned enterprises. These are enterprises of our people. We have to play an oversight role. We are supposed to focus on strategic issues. But if you cannot deal with these operational issues and people keep on coming back to us, what are we supposed to do as politicians? Sit back to our towns and say we don't understand operational issues? No. Unfortunately, we can't. So it means that the leadership, we acknowledge the good work that they've done so far, but on this particular matter, they need to work with us. Because then what do you do when people send you emails? Because you know, when I'm reading this thing, it says, hands off, we are dealing with operational issues, we know what we're doing, you can't tell us what to do. In essence, that is what this presentation says, Chairman. And this is what the leadership of the SABC expects us to do, Deputy Minister. We participated in the budget vote on communication. And we raised specific issues that had to do with labor relations, even there. And we decided not to overly politicize the issues. Right? We stated the problems and we stated recommendations without overly politicizing them. But now, if you don't deal with these operational issues, you run the risk of allowing us politicians to use them as political football to go to the 2019 election. And let's see where that's going to take the SABC or leave the SABC. So we give you an opportunity, I'm pleading with you, Chairperson, to say, Chairperson, I'm not the chair of the meeting. It's a recommendation, perhaps, to say that maybe if they need a bit more time to go back go back to the drawing board, try and come up, even if you're saying, one of the colleagues said, if you're saying there are consultations, there are engagements, if you know, give us a time frame, give us a clear plan, give us exactly what the objectives are, a clear picture of that we can take back to the centre to the campaigning for. But unfortunately, look, Chairperson, the reason why I came to the meeting is because I was since last week, I've been receiving phone calls, WhatsApp messages. I'm sure the situation is the same for other colleagues. Now, why do you go back and tell your colleagues and people who are complaining for that when it's the 4-page document? They will say, no, 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 but you're not taking yourself so that's clear as well. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Marvin, and then Linda.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chairperson. Yeah, thank you, Chair. Good morning to everyone, honorable members, the board, and the Deputy Minister. Chairperson, as I've said, honorable Mwabe. Well, I think I share the same sentiment with the last speaker, honorable Nkwanko. Chairperson of the board, Papashi, your report is not okay in board. I was expecting to hear something much better than this. It's confusing to me. Let me just quote one thing. It says here, when the board met with the union, firstly they agreed that the issues that the union presented will be dealt with in relevant forums. But as well, they went on to agree on other issues that I don't think they should even be regarded as agreed. The fact that labor is an important stakeholder, you cannot call that an agreement. It's a standard thing that is in any employment sector, even in education, you have your SRC as an important stakeholder in the affairs of the institution. You cannot compile a document and put that as an agreement. You agree that it's well known. I was hoping, Papashi, that you say issues were referred to relevant forums, and then you went on to say that is when this is the first meeting maybe of whatever forum, and these were the resolutions of that forum, so that we see that the labor issues are really taken into cognizance. But the only thing you've done, you've told us about the workshop that has been organized by the HR, and that the union are participating, and then the tide is changing the SAP. That is not the report we're expecting. Even the content of the workshop, we do not know what were really genuine issues that we agreed upon there that can convince us to say, yes, things are changing in the SAPC. But we cannot put issues like people are happy for the workshop. I mean, if you are not fighting, you are happy. Those things go together. But we cannot put that as a resolution or as a way forward that we have achieved as an SAPC. I really think, Chairperson, the board needs time to go back and compile what we want. Yes, we will not tell you on operation issues that you should do this and like this. We are not going to tell you. But at least we must have a sight. Because when these things come to the public domain, people would expect us to know that no, these are the issues, no, those issues have been dealt with this way, there, and that's it. It does not mean that we interfere. But this four-page report, you go on to define for us the employee, shall mean an employee. I mean, those are issues that are known. You should not put them in the document. Kwakwama, a former magistrate by profession, he knows exactly what the employee means. Now, when we receive something of this nature, he's not expecting to get that thing he saw in Labour Court when he was still in the bench. Well, I know I'm just giving him those privileges. Chairperson, that's what I'm saying, but basically I'm saying, let's have the board sit down, compile really the report that you want. This is not what we expect. You cannot tell us that issues will be dealt with somewhere, and then you go on and close the chapter and tell us about the workshop that was good. I think in as much as all of us who can see, you are bringing dignity to the SAPC. You are not criticizing you for the sake of, we know the good work, that you are doing. You are taking the cooperation to the right direction. But for the purposes of doing work with us as a community, genuinely, we want to correct on your side those things. But we do acknowledge, Papasha, that you are really steering this ship to the right direction. But please correct what you want for today. Thank you.
We didn't know Papasha.
No, actually, Nwabe and Katrin is on the same
page. No, I understand. I hear you, you know what? We're supposed to meet this board on the same night for this issue. On the 29th last week. And they requested time because they were supposed to meet the unions on the 28th. Afternoon of on the 28th. We had to postpone this meeting for today. I hear what you are saying. But we expect responses from the board because they had all the time to respond on this matter. But I'm not there yet. We'll be there at the end of the meeting on the proposals. But what I'm going to say, it was supposed to be on the 29th. On the 28th, they requested time because they were supposed to meet the unions after this intervention. So there is no reason that there was a two-page thing here. Absolutely not. I mean, I'm talking about two pages. It's no reason that we don't have a report.
Thanks, Chair of the committee. Chair, what the chairperson of the board is requesting us is to assist them or SAPC to restore order or to ensure stability. But at the same time, Board Chair, you are telling this committee that you do not deal with operational issues. And let me tell you that I don't understand and I would never agree with you when it comes to you see, dealing with the operational issues is when you interfere with processes that are already there. Let's say you have a disciplinary process or a recruitment process which is taking place and as a board member you come in and you interfere with that process. You are dealing with operational issues. Here we are talking about people sentiments, people issues. And you see, your HR should also tell you or advise you that those issues, if they are not dealt with at management level, they will obviously be elevated to a board. And if a board is unable to deal with them, they will come here. So you cannot tell us that when we try now and you see, get, we are still giving you an opportunity as the committee at least to tell us on how you are dealing with those issues. So you cannot tell us. So it's not that we don't understand. We understand this game. People will always run to strategic. I'm telling you, you will never achieve your overall strategy if these issues are not dealt with. A reason why you have your HR committee, your HR board committee, is because they are there to receive reports about what is happening in that area. And then they will also expect the HR group manager or director to tell them on how he or she is going to deal with those issues. And then now if those issues are just reported to the board committee and the board committee chair is expected to report those issues to the board, to the entire board. And the board must also show interest on whether those issues have been attended to or dealt with. So you must never tell us this thing about operational and Because, you know, it is like an insult as if now we are interfering with process which are there. These are issues, labor-related issues. As Honorable Nkwaga is saying, these are the same issues that were raised, and these are the issues that we have also picked up, even as the committee, not once, that SABC has got quite a lot of HR-related issues. So they are here now, so we want them to be attended. What we expected the board to do is to say these are the issues. These issues of medical aid are dealt with in this forum, and this is the deadline, this is where we expected them to be finalized by this. These issues, whether they are grievances,
yes.
You can't just come here and say you have meetings and workshops. It's not about workshops, it's about institutionalized meetings where you will say we have management software committee monthly, quarterly, by whatever monthly or whatever, so that at least we understand that at least there is communication, because what we are here as a committee to do is to ensure that at least you talk to one another. This is where you start, and then once you start with the process of communicating with one another, it is only then that at least other issues will start to, you see. So that is why we are saying as a committee, really we expect you to, you can't tell us that you don't have those responses. I don't even want to go to a recognition agreement. And then when you say you have a union with 1,200, what does that mean? Because is this the absolute majority? Is it 50 plus 1 in terms of your 3,400? Okay, you recognize one, and then you allow, you recognize that union with 1,100 or 861. You have your 500, and then there was a question from Chair in terms of your percentage. Do you regard that as sufficient representation? I know the LRA is quiet, but during those days, the sufficient was 30% to when I was also part of those other processes. We just want to be, in some instances, at least be familiarized with your processes, with your recognition agreements and so forth. So that at least as the committee, even when these issues are raised, at least we are able to at least to give clarity where we can. So I will not go into the details of these other issues that were raised, but at least we expect the board at least to say these issues are packed, this is how we are solving this, this is the process, the approach that we are taking for these particular issues, and therefore the committee will get a proper response or whether they are finalized, but with the timeline. So we are not here even to waste our time. We don't want to waste your time, but you cannot tell us if you are saying you had meetings already with the unions that you do not have those responses. You see? So I think let me rather leave it at that time.
I'll give another color for the Minister, then the board to respond on what we should say, and then after that we can come back and round up, because must be done there.
Thank you, Chair. Some of the issues I wanted to very interesting raise. I won't refuse to repeat them, Chair. But well, in the absence of the proper report which we expected, well, this could have been better for us if the board could have come in to us and explain, more special on disabled people, so that we understand. We don't want to be, we are not a disabled, we will never be a support. But these issues do come to us. If you have come to us and explained these workers were dismissed, not just to say, no, they entered into a goose room and then they went to here. Because they are putting to us a different version of future. So by not telling us exactly, you are creating a problem and a doubt for us. And secondly, there are those who actually were saying, no, I was told that I have resigned. And then I received a letter of dismissal. But the individual says, I've never went that letter which I have written to say I've resigned, I'm resigning. But these are the issues which we thought the board will actually be able to clarify. We don't want to encourage wrong doing. I think the board must actually view what we are saying. We don't want to encourage a wrong doing.
Correct.
And we never encourage just one strike. People wake up in the morning, they just decide to kick cups and everything. We don't encourage that. But on issues, especially on this medical aid, these people are complaining, they think their money is deducted, and they have to pay those monies, and they are dismissed. Clarify those things to us. I think maybe, Chair, we might have gone to a wrong door. I'm sure we should have someone, the officials instead of the board. People who deal with human resource, the executives, to come. I do understand the dilemma which the board is in, but Honorable Mbinda is correct. The board have committees. I'm sure in the board you have committees dealing with human resources, where you are supposed to get this concrete report. But I think, Chair, we should have gone straight right to the management and the executive to deal with these issues. Because to us, the issue is so that this issue deal with it and it's gone. And even publicly it's announced how it was resolved. Because now we've made the issue in the public domain and it's creating, and there are people involved in this thing. It's not just issues between management and but what is welfare privileges involved. So to me, Chair, I think it's going to be important. I do understand fully when you say, you know, the board, you actually engage on a strategic level issues. But your committee is supposed to reporting to you. The board committee with somebody who has human resources. So that we are able to be on par of what is happening there. Then even if you intervene, knowing very well what are the issues. So, Chair, I think that's a problem I can really see in this. Because really, this is not a report of what we expected after we've met the union.
Okay. No, this is the right door. Because the CEO, the executive is supposed to be with them here. Even if the executive is not here, they can't come to us without that information. So that's the first point of call is them. That is why they must give us that call. Otherwise, what are we overthinking? I mean, we oversee the board and this department. If the board can come, you know, this course of developed of Kapash, this course of Sistuko. Sistuko is course. If you can't, knowing the problem in SABC, and then give us
what you give. If we have all the time, we say, go away and bring us a report, but you don't have that time. That is why you must give us a report here, chair of the board. Because you established committees, you have executive, and the airport today. Well, I don't know why that is very not yet accepted in many sites. Dealing with issues that affect
thank you, Honourable Chair and members of the Portfolio Committee. Let me also say thank you to all members of the board of the FPDC and those who accompany them. Honourable Chair, before I make some few remarks on the engagement that is taking place now, let me also introduce our FPDC, Dr. Mashilo Boloka. I thought he's appearing for the first time.
We don't want to say to why we know him.
Okay. But he's appearing for the first time with us formally in the Portfolio Committee, so we thought we should do that. Of course, he's part of the Furniture of Communication and Discipline. See, I think I really want to come in on this matter that are before the Portfolio Committee, but also appeal to the board that the reason why the SABC is top on the agenda of Parliament and on the Portfolio Committee is precisely what the chairperson said, that this is a national key. But also, the chair was there today, and I'm saying the chair of the board went further to say the SABC was confronted by challenges, and now we are working towards resolving those problems. Honourable Chair, I think as the department and the board, we have a responsibility to bring stability and to make sure that we restore confidence and integrity in as far as the SABC is concerned. And the issue of staff morale becomes something that is very critical, because it is through those people, that personnel, that we can be able to take the SABC back to its glory. Now, I want the board, as they do their fiduciary duties, to always remember that it is in the interest of Parliament, of the shareholder, and of every South African to make sure that the SABC can work. Now, and that is why even the minister, and maybe I must apologize on behalf of the minister, because she is part of the team of the ANC that went to China to invest in the country. And so I'm sorry about that. Mm-hmm. I know the former apology has been taken. So the issues of governance, the issues of mandate, and the issues around the funding model of the SABC are issues that are on the radar of the minister, so that we are able to assist and turn around the situation. And I want to appeal to the board to say we have to work very close to each other and not see some of the interventions that have been done by the portfolio committee to be read as being micromanaged. I think all of us sit here, we know that this process of dealing with the employee situation, there are three lives lost by suicide, if I'm not wrong, in the SABC. So all of us have to be sensitive to some of those things. So it is in the best interest of all of us to make sure that as we deal with this matter, we are also sensitive to children. Of course, I share the sentiments with members of the board and members of the portfolio committee that we are not a trade union. We are also not going to allow lawlessness. And we don't want people to run away with murder on wrongdoing. That we are not going to condone. But what is also said is that we did not, as we deal with this matter, as we, as members of the board, as we are saying, no, these issues are operational issues. Actually, bring the COO, bring the group CEO, bring whoever is responsible, so that as we deal with the strategic issues, then they can be able to report to the committee and say, on the 26 members of medical aid, 4 are at CCMA, 3 are at this level, 10 are dismissed. That's part of reporting.
Right.
And then on 200 and whatever number, so many have been, so many, and that information does not kill me, because rather over communicate than under communicate. Because if you look at what is happening now, it's a fruitless and wasteful engagement, because we came here, we don't have answers.
Correct.
I'm part of, I'm taking that responsibility. I came here and I can't answer to the portfolio committee. I'm part of you. I can't say I'm cleaner. So I'm part of the disappointment to the committee to say we are not giving them what they want. And it therefore says we have to go back. And whose expense is that? We have challenges of financial activities that we are unable to deal with. Yet we don't maximize on the meetings that we are holding with the portfolio committee to make sure that we respond on everything, so that we don't go forward and backwards in the as far as the system. So I'm part of that blame, Honourable Chair. And I therefore say, even going forward, because one of the things we thought we were going to do, which is a meeting that will be taking place very soon when the Minister was here, because we also received issues of complaint around some of these things, and we thought maybe part of it is for us as the Minister and Deputy Minister go into the SABC, see between the Chair and the Audit Committee, and even look at matters that pertain to the AG and all those other things. Because remember, we also have a responsibility to assist them to get proper funding and or be funded adequately so that they can run these programs. And until we get the audit issues right, we may not be able to deal with some of these things. And the issue of the challenges that some board members are implicated in always come in. And that's why I agree with the chairperson to say they are not holy cows. So even on those matters, let's deal with them equally, so that as we go forward, we restore confidence on both sides. You see? Because you get a report that says this matter is referred to the Hawks. And it's only the president that referred some of those things to the Hawks, not any other person. So it keeps on coming back, this issue of security, whatever. So we even said, well, let's go there and see if we are able to deal with some of those things and make sure that we restore the things. So, Chair, I'm not sure how you are going to conclude on this matter. But it also says, between the minister and I, we never had an opportunity to sit with the unions to get the feel of what the challenges may be. And I think seated here and looking at the magnitude of some of these problems, it will also call on us to go and have a session with unions just to get an understanding on where the challenges may be and why are things, why is the internal process not being exhausted, what makes them not to have confidence in the internal process, so that as we come here, we are on par in as far as some of these things are concerned. So there are two recommendations I make, Chair, depending on how the committee agrees, but we'll also have to go back and engage so that comprehensively we are able to deal with some of these things. So we'll be guided by you, but we still need an explanation about the group CEO and the CEO as to why I'm doing not here, so that at least the committee can also be able to engage the government. Thank you, Chair.
I'll have to go to the board, Chair, but let me say this.
And before, Chair, but we must also congratulate them on the launch yesterday and the meeting.
No, of course, he does. No congratulations. I want to say this on what you said to me. I'm happy and sad. Because you mentioned something. I'm happy that you mentioned this thing of what members of families of these people who are dismissed and all of that went through. It's very sad. Some of these people died in mistake. Some of these people are in hospitals and all of that. And it doesn't affect those few who are in hospitals and those die. It affects the whole family. And we're sitting here getting salaries at the end of the month. We must think of those people. That's why we take this matter serious as a committee. It's on behalf of those people. Because this thing happened long before you came to the ABC. It happened to all these things are as a result of what the people before you in the executive did, or the workers of the city. Something that we had to deal with from 2016 and won't get tired of dealing with this thing for as long as it affects our people. So it's not about anything else. It's about representing those people who are suffering silently within those rooms. And please, man, if you say give us a report, give us a report. Give us a report so that we can be able to engage. Don't give us, don't tell us about if you can't get into operational matters and all of those. I said here when I opened this meeting, among the issues is about people who were alleged to defraud Netflix. The building minister is correct, we just need some reflection on that. The 26 that were recently dismissed. Simple. These are the things. We don't want anything more than that. We just want a report for those people. And please don't tell us about workshops because they don't help. The trust is not built overnight. Because if you don't communicate with those workers, with those leaders, there will be no trust. You can organize as many workshops as you can. Communicate with people for the stability of the day. What, Chair?
Thank you, Chairperson.
just before that. I hope you're not asking a question.
Another question. I have a different view with that question. Because we must not push the board to an extent that the manufacturer responds when they don't have it. And it will be wrong for them to give us ad hoc responses on the issues they go. So I have a problem with all I'm saying is we need a feedback documented. So that will then be able to assist us to hold them accountable tomorrow. So it will be wrong for us to
do this.
No, the report which is not there.
No, no, just listen. It's a pity that I gave you because we speak the same language. There is no report, but this board must give us at least an update, and then the report follows, because everything must be judgmented here. We can't just not get their responses on what they were saying. I agree with you, most. They must have something to send as a report. Yes. Chairperson of the board.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let me start by explaining why acting group CEO is not here. She went for an operation yesterday, a procedure, and I sent the medical aid certificate yesterday immediately when she got out of hospital.
No, we do have that.
Yeah, so I just wanted to explain why she's not here. The CFO and the COO, we're busy finalizing audit queries that are due with the AG. That's why the team is not here. They're working on those. Last week, we were working on the financials. And that's the reason why we had requested for the postponement. So they're not here because they're disrespecting the committee, but it's because they're pressing things that they need to deliver on this week. Maybe let me correct another thing. It is not entirely correct that this is the only report we send to this committee. We respect the committee and we respect the role the committee plays. Immediately when I got feedback from the chairperson of the committee on the issues that were raised by the unions, the major issues was on the medical aid. We submitted a detailed report on the medical aid issue. The second report that we submitted was on the 26 employees that were dismissed from a TV license. Those two reports, detailed reports, were sent immediately. The report we shared with you was a report coming out of the engagement that we had with the union, because we send those reports because we are, as a board, we know where these cases are because they are being dealt with. So we submitted those well in advance. So the report I took you through was just a presentation on what transpired in the meeting we had with the unions. And unions are quite aware where these issues are. But for the comfort of the committee, I'm just going to request Mr. Sedu to just take you through high level on the medical aid, and then the GE HR will take us through where we are with the licensing, the 26 employees that were dismissed. And then Martin will basically cover, Marco Vittori will cover on the other issues that maybe we ask this question. But we take this committee seriously. We know where these issues are. We just wanted to make sure that we also give you insight in terms of what transpired in our engagement with the unions. But the reports were sent well in advance. Thank you. Mr. Sedu.
Thank you, Chair. And good morning to the committee and all the other people who are here, the Deputy Minister. The medical aid, fraud issue went through an inquiry where the SABC had appointed a firm of attorneys to look into the matter. There were different outcomes that were prescribed by the lawyers because some of the people were found to be ringleaders who were actually recruiting people to come into the scheme. And the scheme really worked as follows. People would claim to have gone to a doctor, but they hadn't. And the doctor would claim money from the medical scheme and they would share the money with the doctor. So there were people whose role was to go around organizing clients to this scheme.
Okay. Mr.
I don't think we want this study. We want the process of parity now.
All right.
How many of those workers I see 100 and 100 plus? How many of those workers say, where is the process now? And all of that. And then come with the benefits.
Okay. The inquiry made certain recommendations. Instead of those recommendations being implemented, the people who were running the SABC at the time, particularly Dowdy and James Aguma, decided that they were not going to implement the recommendation of the lawyers. So the matter was then taken to the CCMA. Now, the pension fund, somebody was saying maybe that there's a belief here that the pension fund is run by the SABC. It isn't. It's an independent, autonomous structure that sits out there. So the pension fund went after the doctors and the pharmacists, because it was a whole group of people. They went after them, and some of those people have had their careers dealt with by the specific institutions that deal with doctors and pharmacists. So when the interim board came in and this board, the matter was on the table, it was looked at, and the decision was taken, let's try and implement the decision of the recommendations that were done by the lawyers. So that communication was given to the unions. None of the people affected accepted the offer that was on the table. In the interim, the medical aid decided to go and launch a criminal case against all these people for fraud. So as we sit here, even that offer that we had made cannot be implemented because the matter is now a criminal matter. We have to wait for this case to run its full course before we would be able to do anything. So insofar as the medical aid issue is concerned, that's where it is.
No, what is clear, or you wanted to ask?
None. You were going to ask?
Yes.
On the TV live.
Oh, yes. Let's go there. Still on the TV photo.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, Deputy Minister. Good morning, Deputy DG. Good morning, Chair of the PCC. Good morning, members of the PCC, and as well as members of the media. The update pertaining to the employees that were dismissed. These are call center agents in the SABC TV license department. They embarked on a vote law process strike from the 12th of February to the 7th of March 2018. Management was made aware on Friday the 9th, 2018, that the General Secretary of MOASA had instructed the members to vote on the vote law, which, as I said, and so between the 12th of February to the 7th of March 2018. The impact of this voting law was that as from the 12th of February, the call center staff continued to report for duty but did not answer incoming calls, and they also turned off or closed their phone lines and left their workstation for lengthy periods of time without reporting to FAME, to our station. The Employee Relations Department filed a letter to MOASA on the 13th February 2018 requesting the General Secretary of MOASA to inform staff to call off the strike action as it was unprotected or illegal. However, the Employee Relations Department of SABC forwarded a letter, sent a letter from WANSA on the 13th February 2018, requesting the General Secretary of WANSA to inform the staff members to call off the strike action as the strike action was unprotected or illegal. However, neither WANSA nor the staff heeded this call as the court's law continued. Further communication to halt those laws were sent to staff on the 23rd February 2018. Also addressed, and the Employee Relations Department also addressed another letter to the Chief General Secretary of WANSA. However, the strike action carried on until the 7th of March 2018. It was then made clear to both staff members and WANSA that their action, once again, is unprotected and therefore illegal. An ultimatum communique instructing staff to desist from an ongoing boss law was issued on the 26th February, failing which disciplinary action was taken. The boss law carries on despite the ultimatum communique. What followed then, a motivation to suspend and institute disciplinary action was approved. The staff members concerned were placed on suspension with pay while undergoing disciplinary hearings. These suspension notices were issued on the 1st of March 2018. What then happened is that the employees were issued with charge sheets notifying them of the details and allegations preferred against them. The hearing was properly constituted and the employees in attendance as well as internal representatives of WANSA with both the General Secretary also giving testimony, General Secretary of WANSA also giving testimony of the accused or on behalf of the accused employees. The panel found all employees guilty and the sanction of dismissal was imposed. Employees were informed of the same on the 2nd of May 2018, which would be the day on which they would have been dismissed. What then happened is that subsequent to this dismissal, the employees have lodged an appeal. And all these processes are happening in Thailand. And I emphasize employees, Chairperson, because these are still the employees of FADC, despite the fact that they've been dismissed, they have not an appeal, which appeal is still going to be held. So that is the status, Chairperson and committee members. Thank you.
Do you want to add?
Yes, I just wanted to thank the Deputy Minister and very positive. I just wanted to add to my chairman that we really want to correct the perception that we disrespected the committee by just coming as a two pages, that we were under the impression, Chair, that the committee had the detailed reports on both of the key issues, and it may not have been seen, but we just wanted to note that we wouldn't have come here just with that. We were thinking that you had the detail and would have asked us on those details, so we didn't repeat that, but I just wanted to reiterate that to you.
That's the response from the court. The human resource was saying the 26 SADC employees were dismissed. And I get that those that was handled by SABC executive, and meaning those are SABC employees, not the independent contractor. Yes. Members, that's the explanation, but in relation to the detailed document, this is what I'm there is a submission on status report on termination of television license staff members. There is a 4-page document that we are given. Status on SABC medical aid fraud I hope it's fraud, it's not fraud. Because it's written fraud case here. There is a document, a seven-page, members, that is circulated. And the last one is the responses to unions made to the portfolio committee. It's a four-pager. So there is, there are these documents that were given. And maybe it will be necessary. But because other documents, we quoted them just now, I hope everybody has them here at this point. I hope this document goes to the details that you are giving us, HR, and that you are giving us, Mr. In relation to both cases. Then it means that we have a documented record of what you are saying.
That's
correct.
Right.
There you are, members. There are not much more. Baba, Sanjay, and that was Matisha. Yeah, and Vin.
I'm worried to take this decision of this, of this staff. I'm just raising this issue, not to then we will look at the
maybe we should correct it so that
the board, we are not, apparently the document, the Secretary of the Committee received, and I think they were sent it to members electronically. I think that's where the problem might be, but it's not a problem because we check our emails. So that we on that one, whether we agree or what is on the document or not, like they were saying.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, I think I would want to rise on the mental aid issue of 26 employees. Maybe to start with, the mental aid issue appears to be a criminal proceedings on each matter, and the recommendations from the lawyers. That's where the crux of the matter is. It doesn't report to say there's a verdict, there's a judgment. So I don't know what would have happened to the fact that one will be presumed innocent and proven guilty. But there appears to have been action. Does this not suffice to say perhaps that process should somehow have been allowed to reach its conclusion? I'm worried if the board will say there's nothing it can do. On the 26 employees, call center agents, perhaps the HR personnel may have acted in trying to protect the SABC, but is that what your legal division had advised? I'm raising this on the fact that are we setting procedurally in abating or stopping the strike? Do we follow correct procedures? And if not, then I rise to second Honorable Chofoye to say there's a move to try to solve these problems and to get to the bottom of it. Like as the Deputy Minister was also proposing to say, and the Minister to look into this, and so temporarily perhaps this has to be withdrawn while it gets a relook, because it does not in any way put the board or SABC in good teacher, or either any of us. Perhaps some other things are not done correctly. So I rise to second the member here on that matter. Thank you.
Chair, I want to suggest that we reject the reports of the SABC LPT because there's a lot of missing information. I think it's important that we get the last month's and the veto recommendation. And when I speak of missing information, I mean medical practitioners or the expected employees. There's nothing of that. And also which positions they occupy and whether the medical scheme was consulted, there's no input on that. And then there's something about the medical situation that's also, I just want to get my head around it. It says that, apparently Iwata went to the CCMA. And it was suggested that there's a settlement agreement with the workers. And first the SABC proposed 4 months back pay, and then after that 12 months. Now my question is, why would the SABC settle with criminals? If it's criminal activity, why would you settle it? And then with regard to the 26 people, I want to know why did they go on strike?
And then also, if you can explain to me the role of tele sourcing, the collecting TV licenses is one of the core functions of the SABC. Why would you source that out and not make those workers permanent workers? Can you please explain that to me? Thank you.
Okay. You were talking.
Thank you, Herman.
It was
thank you, Chairperson. You know, this is very difficult. I must say that number one, we did not start by doing the proper thing, and that would have been to thank this man for having agreed to take over and lead the SABC, because we did meet with them after having appointed them, thanked them. I think we need to do so once again. Why? Because there are momentous challenges that they face, and again, albeit we may not have agreed with them on very many of those, they need to understand that we are moving from a position of the whole nation, because SABC belongs to the people of South Africa, and we have been instructed to make sure that the people who have got to give the information to South Africans are protected, so that South Africans can be able to get the information as much as it is possible. So I think we need to thank them for that once again. Number two, you have indicated that we did not get the information. I want to say that some of us did get the information. For example, on the information that you sent to the union, one side there's that information. Your communication with them, you know, the LOR and so on, one has looked into all of those. And one is therefore moving from that particular position of saying, yeah, we may have made mistakes. Now yourselves are the leaders, but we are accepting to that. And here you may have acted properly, but where you made mistakes, something needs to be looked into, so that the very many people who are there are actually looked after. Now, you talk, for example, I think about the total majority of the workers in SABC, 3,423. Now, the question that one will ask is, how many of those are permanent? How many of those are people who are, you know, just taken maybe from the private companies, etc., etc., and as a result of that, we have a number of problems. Kindly don't respond to that at the moment, because that is something that has got to be looked into when you meet with the union. I raise that point because amongst others, there are people who have been suspended. There are people who are getting, you know, extra 23 rand, you know, a day if they've got to do extra work, etc. There are people who get 4,000 rand, and so on and so on. I mean, I could give you further examples, but this is not the negotiation room. It's a room where members of parliament request, let me emphasize, to go and look into this, so that when we come back, when we meet, we then can be able to deal with that. A number of points have been raised to request you to look into. Some amongst us may think that those actually are useless points or are wrong points, but the chairperson through you, I think they are correct. At least at the moment, you have spoken about the appeals and so on for the matter. I mean, if you appeal, you know better than I. It does not mean that you have been sentenced as yet. You have not been sentenced. Therefore, through the appeal process, you are still at risk. You have not been sentenced. Hence, I'm therefore saying that let those people not be kicked out until the entire process shall have come to an end. We have not as yet, finalized. You have not. I mean, as one went through this document, there's actually 216, if I'm not mistaken, the medical aid problem. It's 216. I mean, as I went on to check, the 26, that's the TB license department problem. I've gone through the document I checked. There are those who have been suspended. Now, I have looked again into the issue of the recognized agreement. You have that problem. I've seen the issue of the limited rights. Chairperson, those problems are there. Now, I therefore want to say that, yes, the challenges that they face are quite momentous. But then we are not getting into a negotiation with SSDC. We therefore, at least from where one sits, requesting that they should go back. These people must be at work, right? They've got to be at work. And whilst this process of, looking into each and every milieu that deals with this problem, within which they are involved, they are not put away, because you are not guilty until you are guilty, and you still are going through the processes that have been put on the table. And therefore, that's exactly what one would say. I mean, that person who just fall on, for example. I can give you an example, just today, the policeman out there who gets 400 rand per month for extra work, that they do, who gets 4 rand an hour. We understand that, Chairperson. Now, the people in the SABC are faced with that kind of a problem. I therefore am saying, let's agree together with the leadership. Let these people go back. Let them work until we shall have dealt with this problem. And that's it.
Thank you very much.
Can we agree? Let's agree.
And that will be all.
Correct. Thank you. Chairperson, I think we must not create, we are not trying to create an impression that we do not appreciate the good work that the leadership of the SABC, especially the board, has done so far. But we have a responsibility as your parliamentarians and politicians to wrap you over the knuckles when you feel that you might not have done something in the manner in which we expected you to do it. The inputs around the table, I've looked at the documents which I've just received, one of them. I think the input still from honorable members around the table give me a sense that what is still missing there is the latest update on some of the key issues surrounding the issues that you talk about at the SABC. I'm looking at one of the reports, the one that talks about fraud, medical aid fraud, is dated the 10th. And you had an engagement, you were saying last week, when you had with the unions and so on. What is then expected to see from your presentation was detail around those issues. So what is the framework that you need to follow going forward? What are some of the key issues that you managed to resolve? And maybe not just like one or two workshops and so on. I think the deputy minister Kekana will sum it up nicely earlier. To say further engagement still needs to take place, they need to play a role as the minister and the deputy minister to assist in terms of finding the solutions to these problems. Because leadership, whether you like it or not, even after engagement with the unions, you still continue to receive messages from the same workers and deputies complaining about a number of issues, which means that despite those engagements, you still have challenges with the safety. And you can't use a platform such as this one to try and suppress those issues or to paper over the cracks. We don't want you to do that for us. We want you to go back again and look into these issues. We will come back. We will scrutinize everything you've sent to us, even the ones who took place. I've read through one of the documents and I saw that even though it contains some of the critical information around these issues, but it doesn't give us the latest update insofar as some of the attempts are concerned. I think perhaps you may have tried to make the necessary interventions, but we are shortchanged by the limited information in your presentation today. It's not to say that you haven't done the work, but I think, Minister, your intervention is important. I, even as I'm sitting here, you continue to receive text messages from people saying, do this, and I, you see, I like my president here. You see, when I was still an employee working for the financial services sector, he was my president. So to some extent, I understand why you could not resist the temptation to be a short steward, but I have to resist the temptation to be a short steward because I'm a parliamentarian. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Chair. I would say I am covered in certain areas. Can someone explain to me, because now we are told that the panel or do you regard that as a recommendation or is it a decision? Because I thought it's a decision to dismiss. If there's a decision to dismiss, and then the deputy chair said you are no longer.
There's no deputy.
There's no deputy. You are saying they are still part of SAPC, they are employees. And I'm confused, because my understanding about the appeal process is that once you are dismissed, and then as an employee there is a recourse for you or a remedy. You approach either ECCMA or the Labour Court. But in this, no, I thought you were saying they are still employees, but you refer to them as employees, but although they went through, it could have not been you, but that's what I was told. And I get a little bit confused, because I thought that once they are dismissed and then you follow other processes. I'm not saying you must not explore other avenues of bringing stability to the institution, but I'm saying there is a process. Was it you, HR manager? So that is where I am coming in. And at the same time, I also want to caution us. I don't want us to be seen as condoning bad habits or bad behavior as the community. We must always use other avenues, at least to approach certain things, rather than to be the way we are. Because for me, we will be doing exactly what we have been avoiding to do by interfering.
Yes.
That will be interfering with operational issues, exactly what we have been saying we do not even want to take that. But there are other avenues, Chair, that we can explore, more especially in trying to deal with some of the issues that are affecting SAPC, if we believe that this one is one of those. But I wouldn't like us to negotiate discipline as a committee. It doesn't matter what are the modalities or what. You see, we are not discussing merits and demerits, because we will never be in a position to understand the process. So it's the appeal that I wanted us to consider. But let me just leave it at that for now.
Okay.
Okay.
No, sir, briefly, because I was troubled, especially by whatever because my worry was to propose yet that reverse decision. I'm a bit, we can put our opinion, but there are issues, for instance, which in cases which you can look at. And see how you can deal with them, especially around these license guys. On the medical aid, as I heard you, this is not you, it's out of your head. It's actually the medical aid scheme itself which have taken people to court. So I do understand that, but on the other, maybe you might have, and I don't know what the process you are saying, as you are saying, HR. You told Mwasa to stop the strike or the goose law, you warned them. I don't know how many times they have done that. So to me, that case is the case which maybe to look at, unless you give me another explanation, that you may you were very harsh. But if you have given them warning time and again, and they continued to defy you, it's exactly what you are saying, they won't encourage that, and lawlessness in any institution. So if you can just clarify that, but on the medical aid and reversing your decisions, which are involved court now, that is not allowed.
Yeah, now we have come to the end of the meeting now. Please, if I've gone through the documents myself that you are referring to, watch. But still, you just need to give us more information. Both the television section, as well as the medical aid and all of that. So, it's a simple to read the document, but it needs a lot of information. There are information gaps. As we said earlier, I think one of the statements was very clear that what you have said in addition to this document must be a report that is submitted to the committee, because you're filling in gaps on what we have here. That's one thing, because we must have that. Two, on medical aid, I think we hear you loud and clear that the matter is between those people alleged to have defrauded the medical scheme. That process is still proceeding its own process. Let's look at that, let's point it out. And in terms of the 26, this is where the minister and deputy minister come in. Because looking at the documents, there was a bit of a rush. There was a bit of a rush with that. Maybe it will be necessary for you, board with your executive, deputy minister, and the minister to look at the issue of the case of the case. Because as I read it, if you go to page 3 of the report, apart from the process of culture and other things, the motivation to suspend and institute ADC was approved. The staff members concerned were placed on suspension full pay, undergoing disciplinary process. Suspension notices were issued in March, first March 2018. Employees with that's the problem. What do you think is proceeding? Other people are delaying the phones. And then they embarrass you. And then the second paragraph, they were saying they were issued with a charge sheet notifying them of the details and allegations referred to them. Hearing was properly constituted and the employees were in attendance as well as their representatives, Mr. Begazella and Tuwan and the Mwasa people. Panel found all employees guilty and the sanction of dismissal was imposed. Employees were informed on the same on the 2nd of 20th May, which will be the date on which they would have been verified. But also there is the information gap. This is what we say. I think members of the committee say, Minister, Deputy Minister with the executive and chair support, go back and look at this so that when we make a gap, at least we can update the report on the one.
Agreed.
That's the summary of the way forward. No, it's a good advice. That apart from we're not opening the meeting, because this is the summer.
Yes.
Nobody will have to talk after our spoken. I don't know what you want to say.
After that spoken.
Sorry, I just want to request that we just make sure that we get the reports that are requested, and then I don't agree with you that it's not that it's not between the SABC and the workers, and only between the medical team. Of course, they were dismissed by the SABC, so we need this information so that we can make informed decisions.
The case between these two parties, Mr. Sedu was saying, it's in court between medical aid and the whatever number. Because those processes ended up dismissing them in all of us. There is a case that is going on. This is what Mr. Tedi was saying. That's the medical aid case. On the 26th, there must be engagement between the ministry and the board on the matter of the television people. The television license. Lastly, which was my last point, that all other matters raised by the unions, including what you are saying, Honorable Van Dijk, in relation with medical scheme. medical scheme. Because I don't get the number of these people dismissed because of medical scheme. How many are they? Some say 216, some say 100 plus, whatever number. Those people say, then the department and the and SABC must share that deal with the matters that were raised by the unions, including that one of the medical aid. Because they must be clarity, they must be closer, even if this matter is between medical aid and cost send people. But still, it's a matter of SABC dismissed workers. And it is just that, Honorable Pandega, I'm not sure if you are listening to me. Because you, before the end of the summary, you raise exactly the issue that I'm going to raise. That's impatience. Let the chair summarize everything. Because we have a lot of things that unions discuss, apart from the two. And all those issues, including the two, will be followed up by the ministry and the SABC. And I think that's the conclusion of the meeting. So in relation to this matter, but it doesn't stop Lando, Mr. Makatin. It doesn't stop Lando to let us have meat in this report. Just develop a very clear report that is there, so that we understand your report properly. Don't talk to him whilst I'm summarizing. Mr. Matisse.
No, just me, not me.
Otherwise, thank you very much, members. I think this is what you want. Okay, thank you very much. Meeting
This one.
No, not me.